This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by Jim Deegan, Vice President of News here at WLVR. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Brad. Great to be here.
Well, inflation and particularly gas prices have been affecting people's budgets, and that also affects politics in this country and this region. It's certainly not helping Biden's approval ratings, and that hurts down-ballot Democrats as elections approach. What are we seeing lately here in the Lehigh Valley?
We're seeing what we're seeing everywhere. Pain, Brad. There's a couple of measures that might provide some temporary relief that we've done some reporting on this week. The Biden administration is proposing a 90-day grace period with no federal tax through the end of September. That's 18 cents per gallon. Doesn't seem like that has a lot of support right now in Congress. And then here in Pennsylvania, we learned of some measures earlier this week where lawmakers are proposing to suspend the state sales tax on gasoline, which is the highest state tax in the country. Our own Senator Lisa Boscola from here in the Lehigh Valley pitched a proposal to suspend the gas tax from the 4th of July through the Labor Day weekends. That would save folks 57.6 cents per gallon. And, you know, that's going to take money away from highway improvements and state police. But she proposes to use some of the billions that the state has not spent in American Rescue Plan money to cover the difference.
And that's one of the big questions with these so-called tax holidays is how much of the savings actually will get back to the price at the pump. As we record today, AAA puts the average price in Pennsylvania at $4.999, just a bit above the national average. We'll be keeping an eye on where and how that moves. We don't do a lot of sports coverage, but this week the Lehigh Valley is hosting the U.S. Senior Open Championship, so we get to talk about golf.
And this really, Brad, is more than just a sports story. It's a business story. Thousands of people are expected to come into the Lehigh Valley this weekend. The tournament gets underway, has gotten underway, and will continue through Sunday. Saucon Valley Country Club is a place that has hosted the U.S. Senior Open twice before, so the USGA is familiar with it. And it really is a gem. You know, it is a premier golf course in the U.S. We have the best over 50 golfers in the world, really, who will be here this weekend. And we're not talking chump change. There's $4 million at stake in purse money.
I got to speak with Hank Thompson, the senior director of the U.S. Senior Open, and I asked him whether Saucon Valley was a fun course or a hard one. Here's what he had to say.
If you're playing from the fairway, you have a better chance to score better. Those of us that hit it in the rough more often than not, we have to play a few recovery shots, and that may stack the strokes on top of one another.
I'm not a golfer, but my takeaway is better to keep the ball on the fairway than in the rough.
Yep, and it's also the lowest score wins in golf, Brad.
Thank you, Jim. And while we're on the subject of sports, I went to my first Iron Pigs game and had a great time on Tuesday night.
Most people do. The Iron Pigs play in Allentown at Coca-Cola Park. And for folks who don't know, they're the AAA team of the Philadelphia Phillies. Coca-Cola Park is a major attraction here in the Lehigh Valley, and it's also an important part of the Allentown economy. We're going to be doing some reporting right now on the team's need to upgrade the stadium in order to stay in the good graces of the Phillies, and we'll have some reporting on that a little later in the week. Did you have a good time while you were there, Brad?
I will be back. It was a fine summer night. You can bring your dog on Tuesdays and sit on a grass slope behind the outfield. And on top of that, the Pigs won against the Norfolk Tides that night. Plus, I met Mayor Matt Turk and general manager of the team, Kurt Landis. That's something you're not going to experience at a major league park.
Hey, it's a great time out there. And for a lot of folks, you know, the game is secondary. There's so much to do. There's great food. It's a real good time.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jim.
Hey, it's great to be here, Brad. Thanks for having me.
That's Jim Deegan, Vice President of News here at WLVR. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.